You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
You're listening to Rebel Radio with your host, Malika Bella. Lyrics locals love on the Rebel HD2.
Okay, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Rebel Radio. I'm your host, Malika Bella, here today with our guests, Chris Ivan and Joe Lujan. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. Well, us, I should say us.
How exciting.
So before we get started, we're just going to do a quick little word association game.
Okay,
and this is to let all the nerves out, right? Cool. So our very first word. I'll actually have you both. I don't know if I should have Chris answer first, and then we go to Joe.
Do that if you want.
Okay, so just anything that comes to the mind.
Yeah, it can be a word, a phrase. There's no right or wrong answers.
Okay.
Vegas.
Broke.
Broke.
I have an explanation, but broke.
Broke. I like it.
Hot.
Hot. Nice. And then the next word, identity.
Love.
I'm stuck. I don't know. Identity?
That's a hard one.
I don't know why the word lost comes to mind. I don't know why. Lost? That's a dumb question.
You're asking deep questions.
I know, like, it's a dumb answer. I'm so sorry.
It does not have to be deep. But also, I love that when you answer, you're like, last question mark?
Yeah.
You're like, wait, it's okay. It's not locked in. And we got two more words here. So it's kind of like, I don't know, abstract, right? I'm just trying to make you think.
Okay.
So we got creation.
I think of God. That's like the first thing that comes to my mind.
That's funny. Mine's family. I don't know why I think of family.
Creation? Yeah. I mean, they did create you.
True. That's true.
Mom and Dad had a fun time.
Oh, gosh.
Way back when.
I know. Back in the 1800s.
Oh, my God. I'm not that old.
Dinosaur.
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, Mom. Really Lujan.
We actually got you in the UNLV history books. You know, we learned all that. About it. And then our last one, music.
Perseverance. What?
Mine's dumb.
It's probably Britney.
It's Britney. I don't know why I thought of Britney. When you said music.
Like Britney Spears?
Yeah, Britney Spears.
I love it.
Joe has his own music out, just for so you know.
Well, I actually might come back to these, so I'll hold you accountable to your answers, and you'll be like, can I switch? I don't know. Like, pretend I didn't say that. But yeah, just to start us off, you know, Chris Ivan and Joe Lujan, both of you. So who are you, right? And you can answer this as like the artist perspective, who you are in the daily, whatever it is.
So Chris Ivan, I am an independent artist out here in Vegas. I have been working on my craft my whole life, but I took it very serious back in 2018. I was originally signed to a label and that completely collapsed because the industry has its flaws. And if we're being real, especially being a gay artist, sometimes they would want to take advantage of certain things. And that's not who I was. So I got dropped and I did everything independently and released my first album in 2020, Biggest Battle. Second album was On My Terms in 2022. And then I just released my third self-titled album, Ivan. And it's been a long time coming. Ivan is the biggest project I've done and most authentic album to Ivan, which is my middle name. And I kind of wanted to have it a little bit more close to home because of the lyrics and certain events that had occurred. But I would say I am an rising independent pop star that loves Demi Lovato, Iggy, and Kesha. So if you guys hear this, I'm always open to like literally just take pictures for you, like anything. But yeah, that's who I am.
Well, for me, I would say that I'm, who am I? Obviously, Joe Lujan. I'm a film director and a writer. Those are my main titles. That's kind of what I've dedicated my entire life to. On top of that, though, I do get involved with all departments when it comes to film. So I've dabbled into like costume designing and prop designing and all that good stuff. I've been doing film making and it's like as a whole for about 23 years now. I'm originally from El Paso, Texas. That's home. So much love to El Paso. And I moved out to Vegas. I moved to Vegas about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago. And I kind of just went straight to working from set to set. And that kind of led me to doing my own films. And I just became a full-blown filmmaker, director, writer. And I've been doing it nonstop. Yeah, that's kind of who I am.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I know it's kind of a tough question too, because that's why I'm the interviewer in this instance, because I do not want to answer that. It's a lot to think about. And you're like, how many hats do I wear?
Yeah, that's a lot.
You wear a lot.
Yeah. And in the studio today, I know Joe is wearing a hat, but that's just one. It's not all the...
That's true. I'm doing this because of a mistake that happened to my hair a couple weeks ago. So we're letting stuff grow back. Yeah.
It's part of life. So that self-titled album, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times people have like a letter to themselves, or they write something with their name on it. And they're like, this is for me in the future to come back. And like a time capsule of sorts. Was that your intention with this album?
Yeah, you could definitely say that it is an album that in 5 years I'll listen to and see all the growth that I've done. But also when I listen to it, and even now, because it was recorded throughout a span of 2.5-3 years. Of just growth that I've already done and where I've already seen, and some mistakes that you live with for the rest of your lives. And sometimes you don't get second chances at love or finding yourself or even someone that you connect to on a relationship like status of any sorts. Like, even if it's friendships, like, I feel like even sometimes the worst heartbreak is a friendship, because you tell that person everything. So it goes on so many different levels, but it is definitely going to be a time capsule when I listen to in 5 years, where I'm like, a part of me is gonna be like, damn, you shouldn't have said everything, because you release everything and you don't get that back, certain information. So yeah, we'll see in 5 years. I'll probably cry, because the album is really deep.
It's a really good album. It's really, really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Joe wasn't featured on this one.
This is the first album I was not featured on. But I heard it before anyone else, I think.
Yeah.
Showed it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a very deep album. I think it's his best work yet.
He's not on this album only because he's on the next project.
Yeah, I'll be on the next one.
That's coming later this year, but that'll be announced.
Yeah.
Later.
Good things take time. It's okay. Yes. And speaking of working together, so I know that, you know, with your different industry experiences, right? So I did a little digging and I saw like some music videos and some different like features and stuff like that. How long has this collaboration happened, you know?
Well, I'm sorry I jumped in right away. I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
That's actually how we met, me and Chris. We met, so my agent had started telling me that I need to dabble in more music videos. So that's what I was doing. I was doing music videos. I hadn't done any music videos at that point.
None.
So I ran into him and I was like, hey, you do music. We could collaborate. Let's meet up. We can talk about, you know, what we can do. And yeah, then we did, I think it was Time. I think Time was the first music video that we did. Then it's like the way we worked and collaborated just clicked, and we were like, let's, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. He was performing and he would do what he had to do. And then I'd be like, okay, do it again. But now I'm doing this angle. We just worked well together. One music video turned into two, two turned into three. And then we ended up doing a whole visual album. I think we shot a music video for every song on his first album.
Yeah.
Wow.
It grew very fast. And then for the second one, we were so busy with some other stuff that we had already signed on to.
Mm.
We weren't able to do music videos for all the songs, only for a few singles.
Yeah, don't sign on to anything if you don't see it in paper. That is like
lessons learned.
For real.
True statements. And yeah, that's how it worked, right? And
but it's not kind of... only music videos. Like, we've worked on so many of your films.
We started working on films. Then I would cast Chris. I did cast Chris in a few films. So we would jump from music video to film, then back to music video, and then film. It was kind of going back and forth. And we've just stuck doing that.
And then after a couple, like, acting stuff, I went into aiding some of your projects.
Yeah, he jumped on to be my assistant director for a few projects.
Wow.
Yeah. So now Chris jumped into the film world.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It is definitely.
It was fun, though.
It is. It's a lot of fun. But the film world is a lot. It's completely different. It's obviously you're using your creative juices to create a project. But it is. I think it's harder than the music industry. So hats off to you.
It's a very demanding industry.
Yeah.
You know? We're talking about 6-7 months of production on one project that your life is consumed by, you know. So, and then when you're doing 5-6 movies a year, then
yeah,
it can catch up to you. So
yeah,
and going back to like when at the beginning when we had that question for creation, right? That in of itself, like that project, it could be a song, an album, a mm-hmm. whole production, anything. It is that creation. It's that like baby of sorts that you've been birthing this whole time. Oh, yeah. And once it's out there, as you said, Chris, it's out there.
Yeah.
So it's very scary. It's very vulnerable.
Very. Oh, yeah. I think that's personally for me, I take it to when I'm working on a film, it's in my hands in the duration of the entire project, you know, from when I write it to when we shoot it and we edit. And I'm the first to watch it. And I watch it probably a million times before anyone else. At a certain point, it's like you have to then be like, all right, the creating part has to stop. It's now the business part. You have to let it go. It has to be everyone else's. When it hits that point for me personally, I'm like, I'm done watching and I won't watch it again. Like when we do a premiere for a film, I don't sit in the theater and watch the film. I've watched it too many times already at that point. So it's like,
wow.
At that point, it's in God's hands and you just pray for the best. Everything goes good.
No, we just had a red car or green carpet premiere.
We did.
Tuesday?
It was on Tuesday. We had the world premiere for The Immortal Wars, The Case Paradox at the Palms.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a very big project that we started back in 2020, right when COVID hit.
Yeah.
That was a project that it took us 4 years to finish and complete. And we had our world premiere in Vegas, and it was a very stressful yet fun type of event. Great turnout. We sold out, which was really exciting.
We sold out like 170.
Yeah, it was over 100 seats, and we sold out. And it was an experience for us to see all of our hard work that we had worked on for those 4 years. The collaboration between me and Chris and all the other actors, because Chris actually is the lead actor of the film. So he led the entire film. On top of that, he also did the theme song for the film, in which we also premiered the music video that same night. So it was a big event for both me and Chris. It was a...
Lindsay
Cruz.
Yeah.
For everyone involved. It was a very big project and very big event for everyone involved with the film that we shot here locally in Vegas. You know, so it was...
And we did, like, we shot in also El Paso.
We did.
You always have to give...
We shot in my hometown, yeah.
Credit.
El Paso, for sure.
And then the premiere is on a press tour. So we're going to have a red carpet in El Paso, which is his hometown. And then I'm bringing it to Stockton, California, where I was born. So, it's going to be fun.
And for those who are wondering why green carpet is because one of the main character's powers is green. Her name's Decay. So instead of doing a red carpet, I figured let's do a green carpet. So
and it catches attention too immediately as soon as you said it. I was like, "Ooh, what's that?" I want to learn more. Like, why is it green?
Yeah, we wanted something different, something, you know, change it up a bit.
Yeah, and is the music video that you're talking about and the like theme song, is it Heroin?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk more about the creation of that song and really the whole production?
So the creation of that song, I always write about like life experience. I am not an artist to just create stuff. And that's why maybe I don't like rap music, because a lot of those rappers be rapping about X, Y, and Z, and they even got that shit. Like, they do not have it. If you don't pay it in cash, maybe it is not yours. So I always talk about life experience. So I wrote that going through some troubles with family relationships. And then I showed it to Joe, thinking that it was just going to be another song that I showed him. And then he ended up falling in love with it and asked if he could have it for one of his movies. We didn't know which one yet. And then Decay's Paradox came about, forgot about it. And then he was like, let's see if this fits. Originally, The Mortal Wars Decay's Paradox wasn't even supposed to be a movie. No. It was supposed to be...
It was going to be a TV series.
A TV series. Yeah. And just because of COVID, the filming gaps and different length of hair and change of nails, it started to get a little hard, because when COVID, things were closing and people were getting sick, someone got corona, and then we all got it. It was just awful. So it came down to like, do you want to have the song as the theme song? I said yes. I didn't really expect what was going to come with it, and we ended up shooting the music video in the haunted like place.
Yeah, we went to my hometown in El Paso to shoot the music video, and it's like one of the most haunted, I believe one of the most haunted locations there in downtown El Paso. So it was very, it was creepy.
It was weird as I kept on hearing. He thought he would see stuff. It would make me nervous. So
yeah, even we had the police escorts that were with us, you know, like just taking care of us out there. They were themselves also like, you heard that? And I'm like, nope, I did not hear that. Just keep going, Chris. Don't even look back.
Don't acknowledge it. Just keep going.
Like, the sweat on my head wasn't because I was running or shit like that.
Chris was really nervous.
Just perspiring because I was nervous. Yeah. Like, I was lost. It was a creepy
location.
It was.
But I think it added a lot to the music video. The music video itself is like a short film.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the whole universe. I have a whole cinematic universe called the Ravage Reign universe. So all the Immortal Wars films, all of my comic books, they all tie in, including the music videos for the theme songs. So it was really cool to see him and his powers. And we also used local talent from El Paso as well in the music video. So
it was cool to see Jerry Walker.
Yeah, to Jerry Walker and Peter Stone, because they were the ones who, you know, were there for us when it came to filming. But it was fun. It was a cool project.
It was fun.
I was doing like a little research. And do you have a history in horror?
I do, like, yeah.
So I was wondering if that would be like kismet, but you were like not having it when you're there and it's kind of haunted. And
okay. He does horror, but like if he hears a crack, he's the first one to scream.
Don't be calling me out like that.
Like,
it's true though.
He liked like the aspect of it. I mean, I think you like horror in the aspect of watching it on films. If it's actually real horror stuff, because I'd be on Twitter, I could see X, Y, and Z, and I show him, he's like, I can't see that. Like, yeah, he can't do all that.
Real stuff. I can't do the real stuff. Like, no. Little sounds or stuff, I'm like, I'm not going to go to the dark and figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. I like the fake stuff.
There is a difference. You're
Actually, the first project that before... No, yeah, even before the music videos was Rust 3.
Rust 3.
Which is like his biggest horror franchise.
We shot that out here in Vegas, in Las Vegas Haunted Houses. They're located in Meadows Mall. So we're the only film crew. Yeah. We're the only film crew that's been allowed to film, and we shot the entire film in the haunts.
That's so dope. Yeah,
so we shot part 3 in 2019, actually.
Yeah.
It was right before COVID hit. It just got released, or it's going to be released this month, I believe, on Apple TV. Yeah.
Beautiful. Wow. So I can't wait. I can't wait. Yeah, I tend to be a horror junkie when it's fiction, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah. And I know, like, with this theme of creation, right, and going back to you recently saying, actually both of you saying, you know, leave it in God's hands, it's out there. And then also when I said the word creation, you're like, I don't know, I feel like biblical sense. I remember that, like, looking at your track list, you have a song called Genesis, right? I feel like before you talk about it, and I could be like way off, right? And this is just one person's perspective. But with your name being Chris, I feel like it does have like this Christian sound, and it does have like, I don't know, it's very upbeat to me and very like healing. And I don't know if it even has like some biblical like church bells that I pick up on. I don't know if that was all intentional, but yeah, you want to talk about it?
So for the first album, I was really kind of like sticking to my roots. I grew up singing in the church, so a lot of stuff, like, I learned how to belt by those crazy sopranos that would be taking all the parts. So Genesis was actually came about because I wanted to work with my youth pastor at the time, and that's who P-Tone is. He's actually born and raised here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it just, it's a fine line because I don't always want to take it to biblical, like, kind of like references, because at the same time, it's kind of, I want everyone to connect to my music. So if you say certain things, it just blocks people off. Just the same thing about politics, religion. You just, it's like a small little dabble, but that's who I am. So at the same time, like, you don't have to like me. And that's okay. So with that song, Genesis definitely had to have the bells that reminded me of church. And the lyrics is definitely biblical, because I feel like whenever, especially the song Genesis, I started the first album. So it was the start of a creation for my just music. And I just felt like I start the song off in the beginning, because I thought in the beginning everything was going to be so easy. No, that was hard. I was foolish, but I was also young. And now I look back. Genesis is also like a time capsule, because I look back and I see how naive and young and dumb I was. But also, I also have to remember how much he was in love with music at the time, too. Because sometimes you let the business and other artists and just the side effects of doing music, which people don't see, is the long hours at midnight, and then you got to go to work, and or you lose jobs. I've lost jobs because of filming, or not filming, recording times, because the project had deadlines. So everything has a beginning, and Genesis is definitely one of my favorite songs. And P-Tone's rap verse is like amazing, but yeah, wow. Genesis was a time capsule.
Beautiful.
I actually don't listen to it no more.
Again, you're like, it's out there. I don't want to look at it anymore. I've spent all these hours, all this energy, blood, sweat, and tears. And you're like, that's all I can do at this point.
Yeah.
I think a big reason behind that, too, has to do with we're our worst critics. You know, when we release something, we're our worst critics. So when it comes to, for me, when I release something, I'm more like, it's done. I did the best that I could at that time, and it's out there. If I go back and watch it, I'm going to be like, oh, I should have done this. I could have done this differently. I could fix this. But then in the line of once it's out there, it's distributed to the whole world, you can't go and take it back and fix it. It is at that point, it is what it is at that point.
Yeah.
So you have to learn to just be like, all right, it's in your hands, God. I did all I could, and that's it, you know?
And that's okay. Yeah. Just having peace with that.
Yeah, you have to be okay with that. That's part of it. Yeah.
For one of the words, we said identity, and that one was stumping y'all. You're like, oh, no. I know that, you know, at least you're bilingual. You may be, like, trilingual or something else, too. But I saw one of your songs, Mi Amor. But really, identity, like, how do you bring, you know, even just the language, like Spanish and English and different things, like different parts of being from Cali, you know, all your roots. And also, Joe, you know, El Paso and filming. So how do you bring different parts of your identity into your projects?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a deep question.
Gives you more time to think. Yeah.
No, I'm more intrigued to see your answer when it comes to your hometown.
I don't know. I feel like so I'm very proud of El Paso, where I was born. I was born in Las Cruces, New Mexico, but I was raised in El Paso, Texas. And I learned a lot growing up. You know, especially with my family, all my family's back home. So we're a very close-knit family. We grew up together. You know, El Paso was just home for 23 years. And I went to school there and I studied. And I always wanted to, I never got the opportunities to do the things I wanted to do when I was living in El Paso, because there really wasn't any film industry as much out there. So when it came to when I decided, okay, I'm going to pursue the line of business of film and all that, anytime I do any project, I want to pull El Paso into it. That's always been my thing. You know, it's like, if it's an actor, if I could show the city somehow, I'll incorporate the city into my work, my art. And that also comes with the culture that's back home in El Paso. You know, we, believe it or not, since I've lived out of El Paso, little by little, for some reason, I'm forgetting to speak Spanish. I'm forgetting to understand it and write it. I used to read and write it like second nature. Now I don't know how to do that. So when it comes to Spanish, specifically even with like Chris's song, Mi Amor, like, because I'm on the remix. I don't know if you know that. I'm on the remix.
I didn't know that.
I am, yeah. It was like, yeah, I love the whole Spanish thing. I think I start off the song in Spanish, right?
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, let's bring that Spanish in, you know? I'm trying to bring in Spanish even in my films. I think I did one Spanish film. Did I?
Milo Nightmare.
Milo Nightmare has a lot of the Hispanic culture, you know, and that whole culture of Mexico and Hispanic and all that. It's
and then the Harris has La Llorona.
Yeah, I incorporated La Llorona in one of my other recent films, The Harris. And then for The Immortal Wars Rebirth, I also brought in and shot in El Paso. It's just something with my hometown. I love my hometown. So it's like, try to bring the opportunities that I wasn't given when I was living there to those who are trying to expand or break into the industry. That's kind of why I did it. And I'm just keep on going. You better interrupt me because I can keep on going.
Well, I feel like the only thing that I want to say, because I really do, Joe's like my best friend. Not like, he is my best friend, whether he like it or not. I love El Paso. I love it because of their food. Oh my God. Well, but because I wasn't born there. Super close to Juarez. I love Mexico. I just wish El Paso would support the people that are actually working their ass off. Because it feels like sometimes their hometown doesn't recognize who you are and like how much you're doing and you want to put El Paso on the mat. So, yeah, I'm basically calling out El Paso because they don't do shit when it, like, I mean, they support him, but like, he has done a lot and he came out of a city that doesn't have a lot of film industry and he's put them on the map. So you got to give credit where it's due. And as you know, I have a big problem with the Hispanic culture because they are so accustomed to the old ways. Yeah. That they do not give any room for the new generation or like to give credit when El Paso would have been put on the map. It has been on the map. Let me take that back. But for the amount of stuff that you've done for it, I mean, they don't give you credit. And that's just that. That's what I feel like.
Just got to put it out there.
Yeah.
The question.
I have a tendency of
it's fourth grade, you know,
calling people out. That's why I have so many issues.
And that's a wrap on part one. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for part two. These folks on Instagram at official Chris Ivan, Joe Lujan official, and Carcass Studios. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Rebel Radio with Malika Bella. Lyrics locals love on the Rebel HD2.